Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, Jake Gutierrez, Mean Mug the Intern, representing all ATV riders in the Northland, and the Captain, Matt Beasler. Hello, Matt Beasler. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. And so when did you get back to Kansas City?
We got back on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so were you, I know that you've got a laser-like focus on the season opener coming up, but did you see the news of the ATV rider up in the Northland on his joyride? I think that was that on Sunday? That was on Sunday.
It was on Sunday.
Because, I mean, you were...
I did. I didn't realize I was up in the Northland, though.
Right. I mean, you guys
that's,
go to...
That's your part of town, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Where did you land at coming home Sunday, Matt Beasler?
I landed at the airport.
Mm-hmm. North. I mean, we're all the Northlands. So I don't know if we should be pointing fingers here, Matt, but...
Well, you know, we were away for 2 weeks, so I didn't have a ride. And...
Right. That's what I'm getting to. That's what I mean. You were in a hurry to get home and see your family, Matt. Mm-hmm. So that's
I
all.
Was.
That's all.
Forgot
I'm saying.
They lost my luggage. My clothes. Yeah.
Right. You see an ATV. I gotta get south in a hurry.
You know, like the mental gymnastics you have to go through to put yourself in a scenario where you'd wind up naked on an ATV is very difficult, you know. But for this guy, it just happened.
It all came together quickly.
Yeah.
How happy were you? I know that, you know, getting ready, you had a job to do and everything else in Arizona, but how happy were you to get back to KC?
Oh, man, it was awesome to get back home and another preseason in the books, so... Sometimes it's a bit of a grind being on the road for that long, but we were able to get home on Sunday afternoon and catch up with family. Coach gave us a day off yesterday so we could get caught up back at home and kind of just relax and unwind a little bit. And we're back to work this morning. I'm driving into practice right now.
How did you think things went on Saturday for that final test in the exhibition season?
Yeah, you know they were good. It was a typical preseason game. You know, There were some good things, some bad things. You know, I think, you know, we started the game really well. We played a really, really good first half. We came back out and didn't start the second half as well as we would have liked and as well as we should have. And we had an opportunity to put the game away when we were up 2-0 and we let the other team back into it. So, to be honest with you, I'm kind of glad it happened because, you know, the next time that we're put in that position and, during our first regular season game, we can kind of look back on this last preseason game and take some of those things and hopefully apply it to our first game. But yeah, I mean, at a certain point in the preseason, you know, you look up at the clock and it's like, all right, we're almost there. Let's get through this game, no injuries. And for the most part, I think we accomplished that. So that's the biggest thing.
Can you put your finger on what changed in the second half?
Yeah, for me, this is going to sound crazy, but, the sun was insane. I know this shouldn't be an excuse, but we came out in the second half and, we were playing at about 4 or 5 o'clock, which you never really kick off at that time. And on that the left side of the field, honestly, you couldn't even see anything. And so I don't think we played as well out of the back. You know, I think we maybe got a little tired. Portland probably came in a little differently in the second half because we played right through them all through the first half. And so they probably got yelled at a bunch, and they came out with a little bit more energy and tried to press us. And that's just something that we got to be ready for next time.
All right, Matt, so you're on your way to training right now to the Pinnacle Sports Complex, which is over by the stadium. How is this changing your daily routine, by the way, compared to going to Swope Soccer Village, which you've been doing for the last few years?
Yeah, it's changed everything. I've been going the same way for 9 years, and so it feels a lot different. In some ways, it feels like I'm on a new team. I mean, I know, obviously, I'm still with Sporting and here in Kansas City, but you've been doing the same thing for 9 years, and you have your routine, and that it completely changes. And so I'm still trying to figure out, you know, which way to go and traffic patterns and what my new routine at this new facility is going to be. And so in some ways it's a good thing because, it feels like a fresh start.
Once again, Sporting Kansas City open up the season on Sunday, March 4th. That's this coming Sunday against NYCFC. We'll talk about that game with Matt here in just a minute. Also, tomorrow night is the season launch party for Glory for City, which is out at Children's Mercy Park starting at 5 o'clock when the gates open up in the Budweiser Brew House. And then I know there's going to be, it says here on the rundown, Matt, that we're going to hear from Jake Reed, the team president, Peter Vermees, and Matt Beisler. Do you address the crowd every year at this because you're the team captain? Is that how that usually works?
Yeah, I think that's how it works. That's the kind of the tradition that we've done the last couple of years.
So what's that event like for you and the players? Does that get you guys fired up when you go out there and see all the fans? And it's kind of like a pep rally to kick off the season?
Yeah, exactly. This time of year, I'm just excited. It's been a long time since we've been at the stadium and played a game and seen fans, and it's been a long time since I've been talking to you guys too. I've missed everything. I missed the game atmospheres and coming on talking on the radio with you guys and seeing our fans. And so it's just an exciting time. Steven's cameo on our promo videos got me pumped up, and There's just a bunch of things to be excited for. The new guys coming in, the old guys returning. I really like our team. And then the event tomorrow night is just another thing to add to the pot. So, it's going to be a fun event. It's always good to kind of reunite with the fans that you haven't seen in a few months. And so we're gonna show up tomorrow night, get everybody pumped up, give the fans a chance to meet some of the new players, and hopefully get ready for Sunday.
By the way, Nate Bucati strutting around the studio today, wearing these all blacks, the new Sporting KC gear, mocking both me and Jake, knowing how desperately we'd like to get our hands on that. And so will people be able to purchase tomorrow?
Yeah.
I mean, are
yeah.
they available now? Because I need everything.
So the merchandise is available for the first time tomorrow. You can get the new black jersey, the black anthem jacket, which is what I was wearing in this morning. And you get, if you buy this stuff tomorrow, you get a $20 gift card to the Sporting Style Store on checkout. So you get,
I think I designed
bucks.
That stuff. Those are my colors.
Steven,
yeah.
I'm going to have to make a few calls. I think I know some people that could help you out, you and Jake.
Well, so we asked Nate, and Nate responded by giving us the finger. And so that wasn't the response we were able to. So thank you, Matt, for at least sounding like you're willing to help us out.
I got you guys.
I was going to try to get some money under the table from these guys for it. Matt, you've ruined that. Thank you.
Is that what you're looking for under the table?
I think you're looking for something else under the table.
Yeah, Nate's always under the table, Matt. Well, so we never know what he's looking for, to be honest with you.
That's neither here nor there. The point is,
Nate, with all the news about the NCAA,
you
gotta be smart.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
See, that's why he's the captain.
Yeah, no wiretaps around here, buddy. So, and by the way, the event is open to the public. You just go to sportingkc.com and RSVP because they want to make sure that they've got enough food and drink for everybody and all that. So come on out on Wednesday. Then, of course, the big match on Sunday, Matt, you mentioned it. You're fired up, ready to go. It's a nationally televised game. We'll have the game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, your proud home of Sporting KC. And it's NYCFC, man. They've got some big names. Tell me about just maybe the excitement and the biggest challenges of facing specifically David Villa, one of the greatest goal scorers in the history of the planet.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun weekend. It's looking at the schedule, it's going to be a long weekend because I think when you look at it, we have the last game of the weekend. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's on national television. It's the Sunday night game. So we're going to be sitting at home, resting, practicing, preparing, and we're going to have to just watch all the other games. And so that's going to add a little bit of, anxiousness to our game, just waiting and seeing all the other results and getting excited to play. And so that adds a little bit of excitement to it. And, yeah, like you said, New York City, it's always a tough matchup against them. And In some ways, it's a difficult matchup being the first game of the season because typically when we play them, they play a very specific way. They really like to build out of the back, and so we usually match up well against that because we can spend a lot of time and all week leading up to how we want to pressure them. And you know, we have a very good high pressure system, and so we're typically able to match up well because we can press them very high up the field and they still try and play out of the back, and we're able to pick them off. And if I remember correctly, the last two times we've played them at home, I think we've won 3 or 4 to 1, something like that. But this game might be a little different just because it's the first game of the season, and you know, we're not going to be in mid-season form where, you know, I don't know if it's going to be as easy to install you know, a specific game plan. I think, you know, this week it's probably going to be more focused on ourselves instead of the opponent. So that's something, you know, a little bit intriguing that might be different than in last matchups.
You mentioned all these new faces, and a lot of those guys are at the top of the formation. Johnny Russell, Johan Quaze, and Felipe Gutierrez. They would be the guys to initiate that press in a lot of ways. How have they adapted to the system? Do they seem like guys that have been able to pick it up pretty quickly?
Yeah, no, they're all really smart players, you know, and I think they've come in with an open mind. They've all just wanted to learn. They always ask questions like, hey, how do you guys normally do this, you know, in a situation where the goalkeeper has the ball? Where exactly do you want me? Do you want me cutting off the other center back, or do you want me dropping off maybe back to the midfield line? And so those are all things that we talk through, we play through when we walk through during preseason. But it's all a little different too. I mean, once you start the real games, there's a different intensity about real games that you can't really, you know, you can't really quantify, I guess, in preseason games. And so, yeah, I mean, everything looks good right now, but we'll see when it comes Sunday night, and we'll see how everybody responds.
Okay, so one morning I was down in Tucson, Stephen, and I went to breakfast, and Matt, you were sitting there with one of the newcomers, Johnny Russell, and it looked like you guys were having a good conversation. Do you, as a captain, take it upon yourself to, with all these new guys, to kind of spend some quality one-on-one time with each one of them to get to know them a little bit off the field?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. That's the goal. You know, I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk with everybody. But, yeah, I mean, that breakfast was just one example, and you know, I think you'll get to know your teammates throughout the year as you the best way to get to know somebody is actually on the field. You know, when you go through a game with somebody, that's kind of when you can really connect with somebody and form that relationship. But the biggest thing for me right now is just making sure that everybody feels comfortable, you know. And so that's making sure that they feel acclimated to the team. That if they have any questions about the city, where to live, you know, what restaurants to go to, you know, if they have family, making sure that they're comfortable, and you know, making sure their kids are going to the right schools, all those sort of things. And so those are questions that I typically focus on early on, because you want a new guy to feel comfortable. You know, that's when he's going to play at his best. And you know, Kansas City does an excellent job of welcoming, you know, new players, and our fans have done an unbelievable job with new players in the past, making them feel welcome. And you know, an event like tomorrow night is a great example. I mean, that's the first chance that some of these new guys will really get to experience what it's like to play for this team and how special our fans are. And so that's something I'm excited to kind of show off to them a little bit.
Matt, thank you so much for the time. Have a great time tomorrow night, and good luck on Sunday. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good, guys. It's good to be back.
It's good to have the captain back in KC. Stay off the ATVs, please.
Will do. I'll try.
Yeah, you know, it's in season now.
No promises.
Got to be very careful.
Right.
Whatever it takes to get your mind right, though. You know?
Would they get your mind right?
I don't know. Not me personally. I'm not a big ATV guy, but
I feel like there'd be a certain freedom to it, you know?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying no to anything. I mean, people that know me, when do I say no?
Right. The nakedness I don't have a problem with. I'm not a big ATV guy, so.
Yeah, but there'd be some good vibes, literally.
Well, good vibrations, yeah. Was that old Tom Petty song, Free Fallin' or Free?
Free Ballin'.
Yeah.
No, it was Free Fallin'. But
By the way, programming note, tonight will be our first Sporting Kansas City show of the year at 7 o'clock, and Graham Zusi, Matt Beisler's former roommate when they were both rookies here, and obviously SKC veteran, will be joining us live in studio right here.
You'll be here?
He's coming out here to join us live, so that'll be cool. I can't wait for the season to start on Sunday. Very excited. Very excited.
Yeah, why are you holding out on this gear?
You know, here's the deal. What all colors black, do I wear?
All black, everything. All black, everything.
That's what I wear. I get criticized for it.
All
but that's
black,
what I like.
Everything.
Okay?
Yeah. It's good looking stuff.
You're the man
too,
in black.
Man. We'll work on it.
I like gray, too.
Yeah, but
black.
The gray is usually tinted with black.
Sure.
Like, wait, you're wearing a gray.
Black, you know.
Pullover, it got black on it.
You guys, let me know what your sizes are.
Let me see the
are.
Jacket.
It's right here.
Let me see the sleeves and everything.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the jacket would be the most important thing.
Yeah, I need a new jacket.
Because, I mean, the jersey.
You know what? I'm Stephen.
Form fitting. I don't feel like that's necessary for anyone of my build.
I just don't need to be on the air. Like, we can talk after this segment.
Why?
I got a bunch of stuff for you.
Who?
Good stuff.
What kind of stuff? What?
None, nothing.
Don't worry about me. Yeah, this is
black jacket.
That's what.
Yeah.
That's the.
They call that the anthem jacket.
I wear the hell out of that. It's the anthem jacket.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess that's they call. I'm assuming they call it that because that's what they wear when they go out for the national anthem. But I don't know that for a fact.
Jacket, shirt, hat. You know, if you trust me, if you love repping the Kansas City teams like I do, whether it's Chiefs or Royals. Or Sporting, or I'm working on getting a shirt of our ATV guy because I mean he's KC or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
KC proud.
Like, yeah, absolutely. I'm proud of the whole town, not just part of it. But those are gonna sell like hotcakes tomorrow. I think everyone's gonna love those.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
So, what do you? What? I want to know what the hell you're giggling at.
I'm just smiling, dude.
Here's what we're gonna do.
I'm
we're
happy
gonna take
to be
a break.
Back.
There is a really good. Column from Peter King about Marcus Peters.
Pete King?
That he just posted that I retweeted that I'm going to read on the air.
Tuesday morning quarterback?
And he went from, I mean, there's a lot of national people. What? Why did the Chiefs trade Marcus Peters for that? And now there's a lot more people after talking to other NFL teams like, oh, this is why, because nobody else was really interested. So it's very interesting. And again, I want to hear both sides of the story.
Yeah.
And I know that it's very emotional because the bottom line is this. We all want the Chiefs to win. And it's hard for us just watching a game and looking at the roster and looking at the players to think that the Chiefs could be better without one of the best corners in football. But again, the more and more information that comes out about this, it just simply appears like these are two entities, the Chiefs and Marcus Peters, that they no longer could live together, no longer could coexist. And did that put the Chiefs in a bad situation as far as getting compensation? Yes. But you ask, why wait? Well, if they talked to every single team and there were, I don't know, 28 teams that weren't even interested at all, you're between a rock and a hard place, you know? The market wasn't there. Coaches and front office personnel that spent time in Kansas City around Marcus Peters weren't interested. You know?
I mean, there's going to be some moves during this offseason with the free agency, and maybe they need to go out and get a locker room guy, you know, like Aqib Talib or something, you know?
It's so like, fire away!
Go replace Marcus Peters with Aqib Talib.
And this is the other thing too. Like I love the people that are already like predicting records for next year. How about this? Why don't you let me see who they draft and who they sign a free agency before you ask me what the record's gonna be?
We need you to fill out your predictions for next year.
I don't even know who's gonna be on the team yet, Dick.
That's right. I mean, is that okay?
Nope. We need to know now.
No.
I don't even know who's going to be on the team yet,
Dick. Let me at least see what happens at the draft. Can I see if they sign a couple of corners? They're going to.
No!
They only have a couple of corners right now on the roster. They don't have enough to even play. You know that?
Oh, they picked up a couple.
But that's all. Who else is under contract?
Steven Nelson.
That's it.
You only need, what, two?
But after that, everyone
three?
Else is a free agent.
Nickel?
Cut Ron Parker. Yeah, I know he's not a corner, but safety.
But all the other guys, you know, are free agents. So, like.
They got to keep Phillip Gaines, right?
No.
No?
No, they don't have to keep Phillip Gaines, no.
Kenneth Acker?
That's never been said. That what you do, the sentence that just came out of your mouth has never been uttered
by
anyone.
Bob Sutton goes, look, you got to keep Phillip Gaines.
No.
Kenneth Acker.
We gotta figure ways to get this guy in our
no,
scheme.
No, because if he's on your defense, okay, his last name also means like that's what happens for the offense. They get huge gains whenever Phillip is out there. So, no.
That's pretty quick.
No. They don't have to keep him. That's not. Okay. I don't feel like that's a mandate.
All right.
Maybe Clark Hunt says, hey, we got to trade Marcus Peters. I doubt that he barged into anyone's office. Hey, you know what? But we got to keep Phillip Gaines.
Like, you know, I like this guy. He stands up every national anthem. Stands there, hand on his chest. Ooh. Keep him. Re-sign. But, sir.
Yeah, he also stands there in coverage with his hand on his chest. Back after this on WHB.